Good morning. You listen to FordDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Travis Horton, a partner, accountant at HHM in Chattanooga. HHM stands for Henderson Hutcherson McCullough. Travis, how you doing?
Good. And you?
I'm well. Thanks for spending time with our audience. And I want to talk about the payroll protection program, but a little background first. Henderson Hutcherson McCullough is one of the largest accounting firms in Chattanooga. And when I bought Floor Focus 14 years ago, my M&A attorney said, you need to work with Travis, and you've been a trusted advisor, and it's been a great relationship. There's this deadline coming up on May 14th. Got a lot of small business companies worried about whether or not they should have taken this money or not. So let's start out there with the premise that the payroll protection program was created, and it was actually one of the better things that came out of Washington when we first heard about it. It was supposed to be simple. You take your payroll on an annual basis and you divide it by 12 and get your monthly payroll and then multiply that times 2.5 and you file for this and they send you a check and it's supposed to allow you to keep your employees employed, right? Isn't that what it was?
Correct. As I've said to most of our clients, that I think the politicians definitely got that part of it correct.
Okay. But then they came back. Tell us now what they're saying you have to do by May 14th.
Well, the administrative part of what is being pushed through after the bill was voted into law has seemed to take a lot of time and struggles, and a lot of heartburn has been created. The May 14th date is what's on everybody's mind right now, because some of our clients have already had their payroll loan put in place 4 weeks ago. Now there's some additional guidance have come out, but very minimal. That has not given really a lot of details that have given everybody that guide that they may need to return that money back. And they will not be approved to keep the loan or be forgiven. So the problem with that being that keeping those funds and having those funds paid out over the last 4 weeks and now having to give that money back creates quite a financial issue amongst all the small business owners, because, you know, our client base is really scattered out throughout the country, and everybody's going through it. And I spent most of my time yesterday talking to different associations, politicians, and trying to make sure they understand that what they voted on is not administratively showing up yet. So hopefully we'll have additional guidance. And in all of those cases, I felt better after the conversation that we were going to get some clarity, and that some of the stuff being passed around amongst different law firms and different organizations that would make most of our clients have to give the money back hopefully will not be what's finally written down.
So what guidance do you have for the majority of my listening audience or independent businesses that thought to the letter of the law, they thought they were going to get some help? The government says, you know, if you're under 500 employees, this is how we think you should do it. You keep your employees, we'll reimburse that. If you're over 500, lay them off, furlough them, and, you know, we sweeten the pot on that. So there's an extra 600 coming to those folks. So it sounded like everything was being responsible. So what are you advising people? Because the penalty's not really, I mean, you're telling me you're fine, Kemp. Isn't that kind of the word you have for most people?
Yeah, we've told most of our clients to stay put, not to return the money. If you look at this, unfortunately, since the bill was passed, we've found out that it's taxable. Mm-hmm. They've said that may not get to keep it. They've changed the from the bill that, hey, they have to pay out 75% to the wages to meet the standard, which they give you a 25% discount, but the 25% discount does not fit into the 13-week period. So everything that has come out since the bill has been passed has probably gotten worse for the small business owner. Well, I'm hoping, because it's taken so long to issue the final guidance, that they're addressing these issues, because I know they're aware of them now.
Now, you have a spot on your website that specifically addresses all this. Tell us what that URL or how to get there.
HHMCPAs.com. And there's a COVID page there, which you can find seminars we put on for our clients, and it's publicly listed, and you'll find our payroll protection templates to calculate the forgiveness amount as well. Similar to others, I guess we like ours better.
So can you summarize, I guess initially all of it was going to be deductible, and now it's not going to be everything? Is that what it is?
Well, the IRS came out with a position last week, so obviously a few weeks after everybody got their loan proceeds, that the expenses associated with the forgiveness won't be deductible. At that point, we picked up the phone and called everybody we had knew with political connections and tried to make sure that the representatives that voted this into law knew that is not what they voted for.
Right.
Most of them were aware of it, and I'm hoping to get good news on that. But look, as I've told our clients, if we have to pay tax on it, it's still not that bad of a deal. I mean, instead of saving a dollar, maybe you're saving 70 cents.
Yeah.
And So it's not the worst of all.
Well, what some business leaders are telling me is that, oh, maybe I should have done the other option. Maybe I should have furloughed and let the government pay them directly.
Well, that's why we like what politicians put in place, because the government system could not handle the volume of all the people filing unemployment. That was part of the motivation for these loans to small business owners. I've heard that same comment as well, and so some people are really questioning it. But I'm very hopeful that the guidance, when it does get issued, is going to support what was voted on, and then hopefully the next 4 weeks will be much easier for everybody to manage.
All right, Travis, I appreciate you helping us out here. Again, been talking to Travis Horton, a partner with Henderson Hutchison McCullough, based in Chattanooga and Memphis, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloridaDaily.net.